Welcome back to August Wisdom, 31 episodes in 31 days, 31 nuggets of wisdom for a better life. And today we're going to talk about how you are not your mind. Just want to remind you that all episodes in this series come out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. UK Time, every single day. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide deep psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. Just want to remind you, you've got 25% off on my coaching for the month of August, as well as an additional 10% for those of you who have never trained with me in any way before. So, what's this insight today about you are not your mind? I know this is such a cliche, you know, in sort of spiritual circles and self-help circles. It's a big cliche at the moment. You know, you are not your mind. You're not your thoughts. Stop listening to them. What I've found, though, is that it's pretty much useless just to tell someone this, right? You know, if someone's having a bad day or they're having a rough period in their life, and you just come along and tell them you are not your thoughts, I mean, it might trigger something. It might trigger like an insight in them. It might trigger like this big realization or shift in consciousness in them. But unlikely, right? And at best, that will probably be a temporary thing. They'll probably, even if they see that they are not their thoughts for themselves, it probably won't be a permanent thing, and you've not really shown them any tools for how to realize this on a permanent level. And also, what I'd say is that most of the time, they just won't listen. You know, they'll be like, okay, I'm not my thoughts, but it really feels like I'm my thoughts. So I can believe that I'm not my thoughts, but it really feels like that's who I am. So what you're saying is really not helping at all. The thing I want to share today is that this is a very powerful insight. It's a very profound insight that if you truly realize it on some form of permanent level, well, it will really change your life in ways that are hard to describe. And I know this because I experienced this insight as a semi-permanent reality. I'm not going to lie and tell you that I never get identified with my thinking, because that would be a lie, right? I do get identified with my thinking, but I have the tools and I have the experience and know-how to be able to disidentify from my thinking quite quickly. And over time, that has developed a sort of background awareness of the fact that I am not my thoughts. So to me, this is not just a slogan, right? I don't need to think this is a slogan that I'm trying to get you to memorize. You can memorize it if you want, if it helps inspire you. But memorizing it is not the same as seeing it for yourself and learning how to see it, right? It's not just a slogan. It's more of a practice. It's something that you have to practice. There are tools that I'm going to talk about that show you this, right? Before we get to that, I just want to say, how is it possible that you could not be your thoughts? Because I don't know how much meditation you've done. I don't know how much self-awareness you've done. I don't know if you've looked into these things. But basically, if you look at who you think you are, what it ultimately boils down to is that you think that you are this thinking person or this thinking thing that lives inside your head somewhere. Next time you're having a conversation with someone, next time someone looks at you, you will notice that it feels like you're in your head somewhere, thinking the thoughts, thinking of what to say back to them. This doesn't just apply to when you're with other people. When you're with other people, it's more obvious, right? You realize that this is actually who you believe you are. And this is who you, it's not just a belief, it's a visceral habit that you have. It's like, this is your reference point for everything you do, is to be this person living inside your head, right? This solid, rigid thing that you can point to that is called you, right? Now, what we learn through meditation, and this is where this insight actually comes from, is from meditation. And this is how I would encourage you to develop this insight. With meditation, you basically learn to witness everything that is happening in your, I mean, there's lots of different types of meditation, but I'm just talking quite generally here. You learn to witness everything that's happening in your body, mind, and senses with a level of clarity and attention that is rare, to be honest, and it takes training to do this. Now, what happens when you do this to a sufficient level is that you will start to realize that all this material, including your mind, your thoughts, your mental world, is all very insubstantial. It's changing all the time. It's coming and going. You learn to sort of distance yourself from it. You can see it rather than to be identified with it. And you gain a distance from it, and you can see it exactly as it is. And what you discover is that no matter how strong your thoughts are, no matter how much they refer to your past and to your future and to your problems, to your sense of identity, to the people around you, to your entire life, to everything you know, all of that is a kind of story. It's kind of like the theme tune to your life is basically your mind. It's like your constant companion. It's like a song that is always playing. Sometimes it's a horrible song, sometimes it's a pleasant song. But it's a song, it's not you. It pretends to be you, and it feels like it's you, and it feels like something you really should identify with. But through meditation, you discover that thoughts are just thoughts, and they are not who you are. And you might ask, well, Ross, if I'm not my thoughts, who am I? That's a conversation for another day, but what I'll say is that you are not your thoughts, you are not your mind, and you can discover this. And that is, again, remembering from yesterday, having a bias towards action, the second episode in the August Wisdom series, having a bias towards action means, okay, there's this insight I can have into my mind, and I'm not just going to memorize this and equate that to the real thing. I'm going to have a bias towards action. I'm going to ask, what action can I take to realize this? And let me do that over and over again until I've faked it till I've made it. You know, I've learned to walk by taking action. I've learned to see this insight for myself by doing what is necessary for that to happen. And what is necessary is meditation. I've got plenty of episodes about meditation. I've got a free online course. I've got my online group in September. You can do one-to-one coaching with me. There are so many online resources out there. Obviously, I'm going to tell you mine are the best. But the amount of meditation knowledge and techniques out there, there's no shortage of that. What is lacking, if you don't have this insight on a semi-permanent basis, at least, is regular practice. It's the action. And the action is meditation on thoughts and learning to witness your thoughts. Learning to give you a metaphor, to instead of being in the river, immersed in your mind and sort of soaked in it and with no way out and being overcome by it, is to sit on the bank of the river and just watch. That's an analogy that people give to describe the process in a sort of visual way, right? Here's another thing I want to say before we wrap up here, is that this isn't just mental chatter. It's mental images too. So we have chatter in our mind, which is, you know, when we're, you know, worried about something, it's blah, 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 blah. We're thinking about all the worst possible scenarios. However, we're also seeing everything that we're chattering about in our mind to ourselves. We're also seeing it. When we're thinking about the past, we're both seeing it and we're sort of hearing it. When we are worried about something, we're worrying through our mental images and our mental chatter. And it's possible to realize that you are neither mental chatter nor mental images. You're none of this thinking material, this mental world is you, right? So you are not your thoughts. What a powerful insight. You might ask, well, what am I then? If you're interested in that question, put in the work and you will come to realize what you really are at ever deeper and deeper levels, and it will change your life in ways that is really difficult to put into words. So, thanks for joining me for August Wisdom 3. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Make sure to tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, 7 p.m. Central European time for my next episode tomorrow. Great. Thanks a lot for joining me, and I'll be right back with episode 4 of August Wisdom. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.